This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
I am here today with Steve Morrison, Director of the CSIS Global Health Policy Center. For the past year, Steve has co-directed the CSIS Commission on Smart Global Health Policy, which brought together a diverse group of leaders to develop a long-term strategic approach to global health. The Commission's report was officially released on March 18th, and Steve is here with us to discuss the contents of that report. Steve, why don't you begin by telling us what readers will find in the report and how it differs from other efforts?
Thank you, Suzanne. The report is, first of all, it's written in a style that is meant to be brisk and accessible to a non-global health readership. That is, we put this report together with the idea that we wanted something that was vivid and attractive and polished, but not written in a technocratic style for a professional global health community, but rather for an interested community, a community that wanted to know more about global health and its achievements and its future, but didn't bring a formal training or formal professional experience as practitioner, implementer, or policymaker on global health. So that's one thing that's somewhat distinct about it. I think what you will find in this is a very, very strong optimistic argument about what has been achieved up to the present. In the last decade, we attempt to wrap together in a pretty succinct fashion what are some of the most powerful facts that one can point to over the last decade in terms of lives saved and lives enhanced through major U.S. expanded engagements on global health. So that is present in a way that I think is somewhat new and different. Others have attempted and contributed along those lines, so it's not exactly unique, but I think we came at this with a somewhat fresh and sharpened outlook on that. I think the other distinctive pieces of this that set it apart is it's a long-term view. It's asking people to think 15 years out and to begin framing one's attitudes and perspective to the notion that there needs to be a long-term plan of action, that in order for the United States to realize the returns that it may aspire to achieve, it needs to be planning in that time horizon. It doesn't make sense to be planning in 2-year or 5-year time horizons for the kinds of changes that are envisioned for global health. So that sets it apart. What also sets the report apart is it's comprehensive. It looks at some of the core features of our global health involvement, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, the President's Malaria Initiative, but it takes a broader view in saying, look, you have a research agenda that's carried now increasingly by the National Institutes of Health. Oftentimes they're sort of stovepiped or off on the margins. You have a global preparedness agenda focused on emerging pandemic threats. Oftentimes that's treated separately from the notion of interventions that are focused upon delivering health services for infectious diseases. We wanted to try to map the universe of institutions and key activities and present them as constituting a whole that required a much more integrated and broad and coordinated approach over time. Those are some of the main features that set this apart. We tried to boil the recommendations into 5 core recommendations as ones that we think constitute a strategic long-term approach. I haven't seen that done in any other document of late, and those really boil down to keep a sense of momentum and forward progress on HIV, TB, and malaria. Move precipitously and strategically on building in significant work on maternal and child health. Elevate prevention and global pandemic preparedness to a strategic priority. Reorganize and plan financially over the long term for the U.S. government to be much more better equipped to succeed. And step up our multilateral diplomacy to make much better use of groups like the Global Fund, the World Health Organization, the Gavi Alliance on Immunization and Vaccines and Immunization, and groups like UNICEF.
And Steve, the launch of the report was a very large success. But what happens from here? As readers look through the report, should they see this as the end of the commission process, or is there more to come?
The commission effort was not meant to be bounded in some categorical way in an 11 or 12-month time period. We brought together these 25 very senior-level opinion leaders to stand behind, to join this process of deliberation and stand behind the conclusions. But we also anticipated that the process of the commission itself would point us in the future in several directions, and that we would want to continue our work, and that many of our commissioners would choose to remain engaged and remain active. And I think that is going to happen. I think we've already seen, we've had several follow-on activities. We have several more follow-on activities around the United States in different settings. We've already seen that our commissioners remain very keen to stay engaged. The streams of work that are going to flow from this, we're going to, first of all, be orienting much of our work around the focal countries that will be part of the President's Global Health Initiative. Those are about to be announced, and it'll be 8 to 10 countries initially that will be the place where the Global Health Initiative is going to be built in its most concentrated form. Many of the issues that we identified in the Commission report will be ones where it will be very important to put a focus on, okay, is it working in this setting? Are you able in those countries to move forward expeditiously and effectively on building maternal and child health services? Is it possible to link those and coordinate those with the HIV, TB, and malaria? How do you integrate across U.S. bilateral versus the Global Fund or Gavi Alliance or WHO? How do you create the sort of strategic commitments on prevention activities, including dealing with chronic disorders? So I think that there are many opportunities that lie ahead in the next year or two to follow the work of the Commission on those five key priorities that we talked about. And in some ways, it will be really the way in which the GHI, the Global Health Initiative, is going to be implemented and made most successful.
Thank you, Steve, for taking the time to speak with us. The Commission's final report, A Healthier, Safer, and More Prosperous World, can be downloaded for free at www.smartglobalhealth.org.